Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You missed me yesterday. I don't know whether I mentioned it at all. I couldn't really hear. Not brilliant in my job. But I have found someone a lot worse off than me.
Really?
Imagine that. Whoa.
Surely not.
Yeah. His name is Earl. Earl Robinson.
Right.
He's a sports presenter. Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
He's on Sports Talk 870 on WKAR, which is a local radio station in Michigan somewhere.
Might be the future for me.
And he is a lot worse off than me. Do you want to know why?
Go on, tell me why.
Earl has had hiccups for a week.
Really?
Imagine that. Would you like to hear him?
Go on then.
When I wake up in the morning, they come back a couple of hours later. It's been that way every day.
Oh my God, I feel really sorry for him.
This is actually one of my fears.
What?
That whenever I get hiccups, I always think, what if I can never get rid of them? Because in a, let's say, early 90s TV show, as opposed to 80s, called Record Breakers, there was somebody who appeared on that who had had hiccups for years and could never get rid of them. And so growing up as a child, that was always one of my big fears, and I've kept that into adulthood. Whenever I get hiccups, I'm scared stiff that I'll never be able to get rid of them.
I don't get them very often, do you?
No, but I am. I hate it when I do get them, because I think I'll never get rid of them. And now it's happened to somebody in my profession.
The doctors just don't know what to do. They're baffled.
They have no idea why it comes or it goes.
I do feel sorry for him.
Oh, no.
Quite a good way of getting a day off, though, isn't it? Hello, yes. I've had hiccups for 4 days now. I won't be in today.
You're noting that one down for next week, are you?
Yes. He's had them before as well. This is not the first time, which is a worrying thing. Imagine his abs, though. No need for sit-ups. I've got killer abs just from hiccups.
I think I prefer the belly.
It was about a week. Week and a half.
That was the last time he had it. A week and a half.
It was about a week. Week and a half.
Oh. And he's tried absolutely everything to get rid of them as well.
Eating a spoonful of mustard. Eating peanut butter. Drinking water real fast. Drinking water upside down.
Oh.
I can never do the water upside down one. I always struggle with that one. You have to kind of put your head up. So you have to, stand virtually on your head and try and drink water.
That's rubbish. That didn't work.
No, it doesn't. As he's proved.
Eating a spoonful of mustard. Eating peanut butter. Drinking water real fast. Drinking water upside down.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcast.
Hey, chappers, do you want to be cool?
It's a bit late for that, but yeah, go on then.
You know what you need to do?
What?
If you want to be my friend.
We're not going back to hiccup cures, are we?
Uh-uh.
What?
Don't cuss.
Don't cuss?
Don't cuss.
Right.
I've joined a new club.
Have you?
It's called the No Cussing Club. I'm bored of swearing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you want to know how this started?
Yes.
Right, I found this on the internet. There's this 14-year-old kid who is from South Pasadena in California and started the No Cussing Club at his high school.
To join a 14-year-old kid's club?
It pretty much looks that way, yeah. He says, listen, a lot of kids at my school and some of my friends would cuss and use dirty language all the time.
Oh, no.
They did it so much, they didn't even realise they were doing it. It bothered me so much that one day I challenged them to stop. They were shocked. They didn't know that it was bothering me. They didn't even realise how much they were doing it until I said something. Then, they accepted my no cussing challenge. But some of them didn't know how to stop. And that's when I started the No Cussing Club. Now, I've joined up to this.
Have you?
And I'm being sent a orange No Cussing Club t-shirt.
What an appropriate colour for you.
And there is... There's also a...
You'll be like camouflage.
You can't see me. And I'm not cussing. You get a certificate, which is good.
Excellent.
And on it, it says the No Cussing Challenge. I won't cuss, swear, use bad language, or tell dirty jokes. Clean language is the sign of intelligence and always demands respect. I will use my language to uplift, encourage, and motivate. I will leave people better than I found them. I didn't see that bit before.
Oh, dear.
Now, this kid... Oh, by the way, they've got a little kind of strap line.
Yeah.
You want to hang with us? Don't cuss.
Can't right? you?
Seriously, these are cool kids. Mm. They don't need to swear, yeah? They leave people better than they found them. And they've even made a rap as well.
So these 14-year-olds are sending you a T-shirt. They don't swear, and now you're going to hang with them.
Yeah. Here's the rap.
I was sitting in the schoolyard, hanging with my crowd, when some kids came walking by, talking really foul. Every other word was burning in my ears, so I took a new stand, and I challenged all my peers. If you want to hang with us, I don't want to hear you cuss. If you want to hang with us, I don't want to hear you cuss. Don't cuss. Don't cuss. If you want to be my peer, please respect my ears. Don't cuss. Don't cuss. I was sitting in the park.
You like it?
Talking to my friends when we heard adults cussing.
I can't really say what I want
to
say.
I was sitting in the park, talking to my friends when we heard adults cussing. Man, it never ends. I said, I know I'm just a kid, but I'll challenge you too. They said, kid, we're really sorry. Can we hang with you? You want to hang with us? I don't want to hear you.
So they met a load of adults in a park.
Yeah.
And the adults were cussing. They told them not to cuss. The adults said, sorry, Will, now
can we
hang with you?
Yeah.
Don't cuss. If you want to be my peer, please respect my ears. Don't cuss. Don't cuss.
There is a video to go with this as well, which obviously is on YouTube.
All the cussing will stop.
And on nocussing.com.
Right. Is it just are they against giving them a slap, or is it just
it's just swearing, bad language,
brilliant.
Dirty
excellent.
Jokes, all that. This is a good bit as well in the song.
Blackity blake, bloopity bloop, I don't want to hear that speak. Bloopity bloop, yakity yak, stop your cussing, clean your act. Don't cuss.
Uh-huh, don't cuss. You want to hang with us?
I'll pass, actually.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
They have no idea why it comes or it goes.
See, everyone's got a theory on how to get rid of them, haven't they? Look at the texts.
I can't work out whether some of these are theories or just forms of torture.
Nobody actually knows how to really get rid of them, so that's why it's speculation all the way, isn't it?
Do you feel a bit luckier about yourself now?
A bit of dodgy hearing. I'm feeling absolutely fine now.
Eat a spoonful of sugar. Drink some water with your fingers in your ears. None of them work.
Drink some vinegar.
What? But yeah, I feel better now that I can't really hear out of my left ear. Also, I've just found out the world record for hiccups is 65 years from a pig farmer who had it from 1922 to 1987.
No.
Podcast.
We have appeared in our very own episode of Deirdre's Video Casebook. That's the reason we were all in bed together, in a story called Scott's Office Fantasy. Now, we've been talking about this for a while. You know Deirdre's photo case book in the Sun, where they have dilemmas, normally acted out by people with not many clothes on? Well, they do a video version on the Sun's website. If you don't know what it is, it's top drama every time. And thanks to the Sun, we have done one ourselves, which is going to be up online in the next couple of weeks, I think. So it's like the photo case book in the paper, only it's action with videos.
Action in the loosest sense of the word, really. It's a very surreal day.
Yeah. We can't tell you much more about it, but you will like it a lot. Now, to give you a little bit of a taster of the acting, here's a recent one. Now, this is the story of Richard's dad, okay?
Okay.
Now, he's got some great news to tell Richard, his son.
Richard, son, I've got some great news. I'm getting married.
You're what? But, Dad, last time we spoke, you didn't even have a girlfriend.
No, he has now.
Richard, the son, sounds a lot older than the dad.
Now, I want you to imagine, bearing in mind this is Deirdre's video casebook, imagine what the new girlfriend looks like. Mm. Think about it. What do you think?
I'm going for top heavy, maybe.
That's right, she's blonde with massive breasts and ill-fitting clothes. And then Richard and his girlfriend go round to meet her.
Miranda, meet my son Richard and his girlfriend Anne.
It's lovely to meet you, Guy.
Blimey, she's young. Dad kept that quiet.
It's a bit... Did he blurt that out loud to everybody, or was that one of those thinking...
Dad kept that quiet... Now, I'm not being funny to the actors in this, but our acting is so much better.
Anyway, we're kind of talking Oscar standard compared to this at
really
the moment.
Much, do you know what I mean? Anyway, Richard, his dad, He thinks, well, he's getting on a bit, do you know what I mean? Mm. How come he's going out with a dolly bird like that? And he's a bit suspicious, and maybe thinks that she's just after Richard's dad's money.
Dad is convinced Miranda's madly in love with him. He doesn't think she's after his money.
He might be right. You never know. She deserves a chance, and we ought to give her one.
I'll give her one, all right. And I bet she wouldn't say no.
I think he was just thinking that as opposed to saying...
I don't think his girlfriend would be very happy with
I
that.
I think that was a thought bubble. I don't think he said it out loud to his girlfriend. I'd like to hear that again.
Dad is convinced Miranda's madly in love with him. He doesn't think she's after his money.
He might be right. You never know. She deserves a chance and we ought to give her one.
Thought.
I'll give her one, all right. And I bet she wouldn't say no.
He's very sure of himself, isn't he?
Yeah. Now on the next bit, we find out... Who's right? Is it Richard or is it his girlfriend? About the Richard's dad. I mean,
what?
You know, is she just, hello? Is she in it for the money or is she just actually
it's
in
not the most complicated plot.
I'm off to work then, gorgeous. I'll be thinking of you.
Oh, Frank, I hate it when you're not here. You know how much I miss you.
Here it comes.
Gullible old fool. Still, I only have to stay married to him for a while, then I can cash in.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
Was that a thinking bit as well at the end?
I don't think she said that to him as he walked out the door. Gullible old fool. Anyway, we are going to be in Deirdre's video casebook in Scott's Office Fantasy, coming to an internet near you really soon. Radio
1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Thing is, with this no cussing thing, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure it works fine in America, but if you're a school kid at the moment, okay, and you've just come home from school, do a survey, maybe. At your school, what would happen if you decided to start a no cussing club? Hey, guys, you can't hang with me unless you join my club where we don't cuss or swear. Or tell dirty jokes. Otherwise, you ain't hanging with me. Don't cuss. What do you think would happen to you? I predict bad things happening for the guy that started the No Cussing Club.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
A lot of people are really concerned about what the plot is now in Scott's Office Fantasy, because it does involve me being in bed with another bloke and Joe Wiley. Tom in Norwich says, does it involve a club scene and then a scene with a variety pack of mini cereals?
Unfortunately, no.
No. Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
It's Mark from Kingsbury.
How can I help, Mark?
So I was just wondering whether or not Chappers and Joe play your parents.
They play my parents?
Yeah, well, you know, if it does involve a bed scene, though, you know, maybe an appropriate setting could be the deep south of America.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah. I thought he said does it involve Joe and me pulling your parents?
That's more likely.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
And this arrived today at Radio 1. I picked up on reception when I got here. So I'm gonna drop this off. Basically there's a guy called John. And his flatmate asked him to write a song about his girlfriend, Lucy, so he did. Thing is, John had a little bit to drink when he made this song.
Oh, no.
So this isn't about John's girlfriend, this is about his mate's girlfriend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether Lucy has heard this yet, but I'm going to play it now for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is about Lucy from John.
Like a peach on a sunny, sunny afternoon, with eyes like thunder and a face made for chunder. It's not an ass that you'd ever get under.
That's not good, is it? Oh my God. What? I hope Lucy's not listening.
KFC, the Burger King, you serve it up and she'll show it in. You need a JCB for the finger licking chicken picking pig.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, you might like this, but it is a bit rude, okay? So I do need to warn you, if you think you might be offended by someone saying something a little bit fanar by mistake, then cover your ears now, okay? Don't pretend to cover your ears.
I'm very sensitive.
Do you think they've gone now, or do you think they're just thinking, this is going to be brilliant, I want to listen anyway?
Nobody's covering their ears at the moment.
No, I think there might be some people. Right, this is off a daytime chat show in America, and they're obviously doing some kind of feature about misheard lyrics. You know, you hear a song and you think they've said something else in the lyrics. And one of the TV presenters hasn't got a clue about what she has just said wrong at all. And this is one that someone has sent in, having misheard the lyrics of a Whitney Houston track.
I'm saving all my love for you.
Okay. Because I'm saving all my love for you.
Thank you. Well, see?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's so good, isn't he? Well, the woman who wrote in saying that she misheard the song thought it said, because I'm shaving off my muff for you. I don't know if muff is a bad word. Is it?
I can't say it.
Okay. Sorry.
By the
way, shaving off my...
We have the creator of the singing beyond today.
Sorry. Is it a bad word and I just don't know
we'll, later on, we'll get the dictionary out for you.
Am I about to get fired?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. Oh, that's not true, is it?
Which one?
Putting your finger there won't get rid of hiccups, will it? It's the other end altogether.
I'd give you a shock.
Thing is with these theories, you know that someone has tried them at some point. Mm. Oh, I know, I'll drink some vinegar, that'll get rid of it. No, it's still there. I know, I'll just put my fingers in my ears, you put your finger up there, and I'll drink some water, and then we'll see what happens. Off you go, then.
I hope you don't get hiccups in my company.
Okay, I'll tell you what now, I'll bend over, you put your finger there, right? I'll put my fingers in my ears and drink some vinegar.
I've got a horrible feeling. I've got a horrible feeling Joe Wiley might just clip that little bit.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.